And we're stronger when together.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we look at how the ocean is threatened by overfishing, pollution and the destruction of coastal and deep sea habitats. However, the good news is that fish stocks can rebuild, critical natural habitats can be protected and pollution levels reduced. A coalition of leading NGOs and networks has revealed that Ireland can save its ocean biodiversity by spending approximately €55 million between 2024 and 2030 to reach its targets of protecting 30% of our seas and ocean. Fair Seas has produced the Marine Protected Areas Finance Report in Europe, highlighting the cost to conserve and restore vital marine ecosystems, as well as identifying potential funding streams. Aoife O'Mahony, Fair Seas campaign manager, says it's a first of its kind report.
We know the government is working on legislation at the moment. Once this legislation is enacted, we will have to move on to designation and management, and we will need to have funds to do this. We are calling on the government to consider how they are going to do this, and we hope they are going to take on board this new report. This is the first of its kind report in Europe, highlighting how marine protected areas can be funded. We know we have a gap of 7 million in the next year, and we have identified that we need approximately 55 million to design, implement and manage our marine protected areas between now and 2030. We hope this report gives the government further information on opportunities available for financing these critical marine protected areas.
Jack O'Donovan Traw, a Clonakilty native, is a marine biologist and Fair Seas Communications Officer. He says strictly protected MPAs and good management of our seas could be one of the most powerful tools Ireland has in fighting climate change, storing and sequestering carbon while supporting local business. However, he says it's political will that is standing in the way of this tool being utilised. And because we all need healthy seas, we need political action to ensure their health in the future.
Marine protected areas are like national parks, but in the sea. And the Irish government has committed, under international obligations, to protect 30% of Irish waters with these marine protected areas by 2030. So far, they are very far behind on their targets. They said they'd have 10% protected by 2020. However, in 2020, the government had only protected 2%. And when I say protected, they were protected on paper only. So there was no management plans, there was no funding, there was no oversight. I've met harbour masters in West Cork who don't even know where the boundaries to these special areas of conservation, these SACs, are. You know, so it's quite worrying to see the lack of progress. So we started to really put the pressure on the government to take this issue seriously, because when it comes to climate change, the ocean really is our greatest ally. And in Ireland, we have an ocean territory out to sea. So the Irish Exclusive Economic Zone, so that's the waters we have jurisdiction over out to sea, is 7 times larger than the island of Ireland. So that is a phenomenal amount of responsibility we have to look after the ocean. And being an island, so much of our life depends on the ocean, even from the fact that 50% at least of the oxygen that we breathe is generated by the ocean, should be cause enough for us to do all we can to protect it, especially in the face of climate change and warming oceans and biodiversity loss. If you create a marine protected area, what you're doing is you're putting in particular restrictions, regulations, monitoring and management plans to ensure the ecosystem in that area is healthy and that the coastal communities who rely on that area are also supported. So it's about working hand in hand with communities and biodiversity to ensure that we all can have a livable future. So, you know, by protecting an area and protecting the food source for other biodiversity, we have a huge chance in fighting climate change on our doorstep. And what I say to people is, when people want to take their own role in this, the most important thing we can do at the moment in West Cork is contact our political representatives, because I think the ocean is being overlooked, especially in Ireland, because it's clearly being overlooked with these delays in marine protected areas. It's not being prioritised. The Dáil rises for summer recess. We've still gone a whole other political season without seeing marine protected area legislation coming through. So I think we need to let our especially, you know, people in West Cork living in coastal communities, we need to let them know that the health of the ocean is vital to us. And if we are serious about climate change and maintaining a livable planet for our children and for future generations, that we need to start taking the ocean seriously.
And for a view on how that political will can be tapped into, no less a person than former US Vice President Al Gore had this to say about the need for marine protected areas at the recent Fair Seas Conference in Cork.
The commitment Ireland has made to protect 30% of its waters by 2030 mirrors Ireland's outstanding leadership on environmental protection and in the efforts to solve the climate crisis. But now's the time to transform the words and pledges and promises into meaningful action. And of course, the seas surrounding Ireland have helped to sustain the Irish people for thousands of years. But in order for them to continue supporting the Irish people, these seas need to not only be protected, but also managed in a sustainable way, with collaborative policymaking that provides clear guidelines for marine protected areas. These unique ecosystems can continue to thrive alongside the people and the businesses that depend on them. And at times, political will on these issues can feel difficult to muster. Believe me, I know. But always remember this important truth. Political will is itself a renewable resource, and no people are better able to renew it than the people of Ireland.
And we're stronger when together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman, with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.